Hello, welcome once again to another faculty interview here at MCC. My guest today is Julia Perez. My name is Bill Jacobs, and welcome.
Thank you.
You teach Spanish for us, correct?
Yes, I do teach Spanish at MCC.
What levels? What do you normally teach?
Here at Muskegon Community College, I teach all the levels from 101 through the highest, which is 202.
Okay. How do you teach the class in the classroom?
In the classroom. It's a combination of different methods. What I usually use when I am introducing a new concept, I try to introduce it by utilizing the student's prior knowledge. An example, Spanish 101, the definite articles, I would ask, do you know the definite articles in English? And they will just, their mind, their eyes will space. Yes, the definite articles. It is one of the words that is utilized in English constantly.
Yes.
Not even, you know, every sentence that we utilize, it has that concept. And then it's the.
Yes.
So in Spanish, we have four forms. Because we have feminine and we have what is called gender, which is feminine and masculine words or nouns or adjectives. And then I said, and here it is in Spanish, L stands for masculine. Let's see how many masculine items can we find in the classroom. The floor.
The floor.
El piso.
Piso.
The pencil. El lápiz.
Okay.
And now let us go into the plural format. And so
yeah.
I utilize a prior knowledge.
Do you, at what point do you begin speaking more Spanish in class than you do English?
The first day.
The first day?
Sure.
You speak more in Spanish than in English?
In English.
In the class?
Yes, because they have their textbook.
Mm.
So I will go around saying, buenos dias, look at your textbook. It is translated. Repeat after me. Buenos dias.
Well, you don't say repeat in Spanish. What is repeat?
Oh, sí. Repita.
Repeat.
Buenos dias. Repitan, por favor.
Yeah.
Repeat, please.
Otra
vez. Again. And I use a lot of, on the that first week, what is called TPR. Commands.
Okay.
One word. Repita. Repita, por favor, individual. Repitan ustedes, por favor.
Oh,
all of you repeating.
Yeah.
So within 30 minutes, then they get in group and greet each other in Spanish. So it is
very quickly an introduction
yes,
to the oral.
Yes, because it's a basic.
Yeah.
The basic.
Mm-hmm.
I am talking about Spanish 101, basic.
Yes.
The greetings.
Mm-hmm.
So I do utilize the prior knowledge of the student because there are certain similarities within the grammar. And take it from there. So I use the board. I use the overhead transparency.
Mm-hmm.
I use PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
And then students have their own tools such as the CD, ROM. They have a soap opera. That follows. It connects with each chapter.
I see.
The first chapter will be greeting, introduction. I have a CD, CD-ROM with activities, students interact, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah. Yes.
And I use that.
You do. Now, you were educated where?
Okay. I was educated from, the basic education high school in Puerto Rico.
Where in Puerto Rico?
Ceiba, which is approximately 45 or less from San Juan.
45 minutes?
Yes, 45 minutes. Sorry. Give or take, 45 minutes. Now that we have the highway, depending on the traffic, it could be in less time. So my town is located on the southeastern part of the island.
Southeastern.
Yes, which is, I know you all know where Vieques is because it was on
TV with
TV quite, yes.
Stuff, yeah.
So it's about, yes, Vieques is an island which is about an hour away in a ship.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, do you still have family there?
Yes, my mother is there, my nieces. I have a lot of members of my family still in Puerto Rico.
And you go to visit them often?
Yes, about a year and a half. Not this Christmas. In 2005, that was the last time I was in Puerto Rico. In fact, I took Janie Brooks, our vice president, with me, and she met my family. I give them a tour of the island.
Oh, how nice. Nice.
We spend about 5 days.
Where did you go to college?
I obtained my degree from Hunter College City University
in
New York.
Oh, my.
That is where most of the Puerto Ricans travel. We from Puerto Rico, we go directly to New York. That is our home.
Hunter College. Quite a prestigious college.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Nice. Did you do your master's there also?
No, only my bachelor's. Uh-huh. Then my master, I acquired it in Western University here.
Western Michigan University.
University.
So partly homegrown and partly New York and partly Puerto Rico.
Yes, yes, yes. And I came here when I was a young lady. Therefore, that is the reason I still...
But last year? No,
I came, when I was, I'm not younger, but I'm still young, but not that young, but I was about my 20s, 1920s when I came to the New York. Yes.
What is it that you like about Spanish?
Oh, Spanish is my passion. That is my strength. It is such a beautiful culture, language, food, everything.
Like
what I like about it, the language.
Not the music?
You know? Oh, yes, the music and merengue. Even though merengue is not from Puerto Rico, it's from La República Dominicana.
Yes.
But we share. So the music is so lively. Oh, it just...
Yes.
Es una música muy rítmica.
So you very early on decided you would specialize in Spanish. What stimulated that?
Well, it's my passion. Mm-hmm. I love the language. It's part of me. It's Julia, who am I. And that is my strength, inner strength. So I decided to pursue my career in Spanish. And it's so important to be able to communicate into languages.
Have you ever toured Spain or done any of the other Latin American
countries? No, only predominantly in the Caribbean.
The Caribbean.
Yes, yes. My parents are from Puerto Rico. I am siblings. All of us are.
It's such a beautiful island.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Beautiful people, too.
Yes.
They are so... how could I say? So loving. So loving.
Okay. Well, we're out of time, if you can believe that. We could talk about Puerto Rico forever, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
It's a lovely island. I've been talking to Julia Perez, who teaches Spanish here at Muskegon Community College. And she will introduce you to the passion and the beauty of the Spanish language and culture. And we hope you have a chance to take one of her classes in the future. Thank you for watching. Mm-hmm.